Jeffrey Richman. I'm the Greenwood Cemetery historian. Greenwood is part of a flow of the rural cemetery movement in the early part of the 19th century in America, which actually starts in Père Lachaise outside of Paris, comes through England, where they add the idea of winding passing roads as opposed to right-angled intersections. And they also add the idea of ponds where you could see nature and heavens reflected in the waters. And so 1831 is Mount Auburn Cemetery. Laurel Hill in Philadelphia is 1836. Mount Hope in Rochester is 1838. And these were all designed to evoke an opportunity to come through the gates of the rural cemetery and to escape the everyday drudgery, the concentration of population that was occurring in the early part of the 19th century, and have an opportunity to commune with nature, to see ponds and trees and lawn, and in turn to have a religious experience. In the early part of the 19th century, it was this tremendous explosion of population. Between 1810 and 1860, the population of Manhattan multiplied 10 times. From about 122,000 in 1810 to over a million in 1860. And so one of the necessities of existence in that population center was how you deal with the dead. And Greenwood becomes this opportunity to deal with this demand for burial space in a really revolutionary way. In the earliest days of the cemetery, there was some discussion about what to call this place. And one of the proposals was the necropolis, the city of the dead. And David Bates Douglas, who designed Greenwood and was very much of a Renaissance man, quickly shot that down. They were not interested in the idea of a city of the dead. In fact, they were really much more interested in a place of life and of the living. A.J. Downing was the leading horticulturist of the 1850s. He was the advocate for Central Park, and he pointed at Greenwood. And so Greenwood, 1838, nobody knows the place exists. By the 1850s, which is remarkable, 500,000 people are coming through the gates every year, which is twice what we get today. In an era when people are working like 5.5 days a week, he says, look at Greenwood. Imagine if we were to build a centrally located park in Manhattan, how many people would come. And so this becomes the argument for the greatest of American parks, Central Park. There is a scale to this place, even though it's almost 500 acres, that people find to be human. It is not the skyscraper canyons of Manhattan. It is not the endless right-angled intersections. It is something very different. And so if you're going to come to New York City to see the Statue of Liberty and the Empire State Building, what could be a better compliment to that than coming out to 500 acres of cemetery and stories and trees and sculpture?